Today is the 9th day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is an honor to be here with you today, gathering again around the global campfire with a grateful heart and a brand new shiny sparkly week out in front of us. And so here we are again. Like, this practice of just observing ourselves in these weeks makes us so much more aware of the impact of our lives and our words and our choices because we're paying attention. And so here it is. It's all out in front of us. Nothing has happened. No victory, no failure. We're going to step into this week. There's no other place to go. We have to go forward. And we will. And we will tell the story. And so we get to choose. At every moment, at every crossroads, as the book of Proverbs tells us, we get to choose. And we should choose wisely. And one of the wise ways to do that is to choose in advance. To set our intention. To set the posture of our hearts. And so once again, we do that. We choose to walk a narrow path. We choose to walk the way of Jesus. We choose to guard our tongues, as we're told so often in the scriptures. We choose what we are going to and not going to listen to, what we are going to and not going to repeat. We choose what we're going to do with our anger. And we choose what we are going to do with our love. So welcome to a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. It's exciting to be able to take the next step forward as we continue to navigate the book of Ezekiel and the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament. We will read from the New International Version this week. Today, Ezekiel chapter 20. In the 7th year, in the 5th month, on the 10th day, some of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord, and they sat down in front of me. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Have you come to inquire of me? As surely as I live, I will not let you inquire of me, declares the sovereign Lord. Will you judge them? Will you judge them, son of man? Then confront them with the detestable practices of their ancestors and say to them, "This is what the sovereign Lord says. On the day I chose Israel, I swore with an uplifted hand to the descendants of Jacob and revealed myself to them in Egypt. With uplifted hand I said to them, "I am the Lord your God." On that day I swore to them that I would bring them out of Egypt into a land I had searched out for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most beautiful of all lands. And I said to them, "Each of you, get rid of the vile images you have set your eyes on, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." But they rebelled against me and would not listen to me. They did not get rid of the vile images they had set their eyes on, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. So I said I would pour out my wrath on them and spend my anger against them in Egypt. But for the sake of my name, I brought them out of Egypt. I did it to keep my name from being profaned in the eyes of the nations among whom they lived and in whose sight I had revealed myself to the Israelites. Therefore I led them out of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my decrees and made known to them my laws, by which the person who obeys them will live. Also I gave them my Sabbaths as a sign between us, so they would know that I, the Lord, made them holy. Yet the people of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not follow my decrees, but rejected my laws, by which the person who obeys them will live. And they utterly desecrated my Sabbaths. So I said I would pour out my wrath on them and destroy them in the wilderness. But for the sake of my name, I did what would keep it from being profaned in the eyes of the nations, in whose sight I had brought them out. Also, with uplifted hand, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would not bring them into the land I had given them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most beautiful of all lands, because they rejected my laws and did not follow my decrees and desecrated my Sabbaths. For their hearts were devoted to their idols. Yet I looked on them with pity and did not destroy them or put an end to them in the wilderness. I said to their children in the wilderness, "Do not follow the statutes of your parents or keep their laws or defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Keep my Sabbaths holy, that they may be a sign between us. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." But the children rebelled against me. They did not follow my decrees. They were not careful to keep my laws, of which I said, "The person who obeys them will live by them." And they desecrated my Sabbaths. So I said I would pour out my wrath on them and spend my anger against them in the wilderness. But I withheld my hand, and for the sake of my name, I did what would keep it from being profaned in the eyes of the nations, in whose sight I had brought them out. Also, with uplifted hand, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would disperse them among the nations and scatter them through the countries, because they had not obeyed my laws, but had rejected my decrees and desecrated my Sabbaths, and their eyes lusted after their parents' idols. So I gave them other statutes that were not good, and laws through which they could not live. I defiled them through their gifts, the sacrifice of every firstborn, that I might fill them with horror, so they would know that I am the Lord. Therefore, son of man, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. In this also your ancestors blasphemed me by being unfaithful to me, when I brought them into the land I had sworn to give them, and they saw any high hill or any leafy tree. There they offered their sacrifices, made offerings that aroused my anger, presented their fragrant incense, and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, 'What is this high place you go to?' It is called Bama to this day. Therefore say to the Israelites, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Will you defile yourselves the way your ancestors did, and lust after their vile images? When you offer your gifts, the sacrifice of your children in the fire, you continue to defile yourselves with all your idols to this day. Am I to let you inquire of me, you Israelites? As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I will not let you inquire of me. You say, 'We want to be like the nations, like the peoples of the world who serve wood and stone.' But what you have in mind will never happen. As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I will reign over you with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with outpoured wrath. I will bring you from the nations and gather you from the countries where you have been scattered. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with outpoured wrath, I will bring you into the wilderness of the nations, and there, face to face, I will execute judgment upon you. As I judged your ancestors in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will judge you, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will take note of you as you pass under my rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will purge you of those who revolt and rebel against me. Although I will bring them out of the land where they are living, yet they will not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. As for you, people of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Go and serve your idols, every one of you, but afterward you will surely listen to me and no longer profane my holy name with your gifts and idols. For on my holy mountain, the high mountain of Israel, declares the Sovereign Lord, there in the land all the people of Israel will serve me, and there I will accept them. There I will require your offerings and your choice gifts, along with all your holy sacrifices. I will accept you as fragrant incense when I bring you out from the nations and gather you from the countries where you have been scattered. And I will be proved holy through you in the sight of the nations. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, the land I had sworn with uplifted hand to give to your ancestors. There you will remember your conduct and all the actions by which you have defiled yourselves, and you will loathe yourselves for all the evil you have done. You will know that I am the Lord when I deal with you for my name's sake, and not according to your evil ways and your corrupt practices, you people of Israel, declares the Sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face toward the south. Preach against the south and prophesy against the forests of the south land. Say to the southern forest, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am about to set fire to you, and it will consume all your trees, both green and dry. The blazing flame will not be quenched, and every face from south to north will be scorched by it. Everyone will see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It will not be quenched. Then I said, Sovereign Lord, they are saying of me, isn't he just telling parables? Hebrews 9, 11 through 28. But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctified them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant, in the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves, together with water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant, which God has commanded you to keep." In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Psalm 107, Book 5. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High, so he has subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Some went out on the sea in ships. they were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and he did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled. By oppression, calamity, and sorrow, he who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. Proverbs 27:11. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us into this brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And we commit ourselves to the rhythm of the scripture and to walk the narrow path that leads to life. And we ask for your guidance, which is always available. We must pay attention at every crossroads. And one of the ways that we pay attention is to have this rhythm of allowing the scriptures to speak into our hearts. And so as we engage with the week, engage with the people that we will encounter this week, engage with the choices that we must make this week, and engage with the actions that we're going to take this week, may we be able to ask ourselves the question before everything, can I do this in the name of God? Can I do this in front of my Lord Jesus? And that can help us indeed. So bring these things to mind, we ask, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, good evening, DAB family. This is Brave from New Jersey. I'm calling because I'm under tremendous spiritual warfare and mental health attack. Been in a very toxic marriage that I finally gotten separated from as of September 2023. However, for the past 10 years, I've been alone with my daughters. with no support, caring for myself or my girls, and everything from properties, taking care of two houses financially, having to pay the mortgages and upkeep by myself. And now today I'm being harassed. I've been harassed since the past 5 years by my ex-spouse, laying claims on my retirement funds and pensions that he has not contributed to, and squandered all his pension funds that I have no access to, not helping for me to pay the school fees, college fees of my daughters, though I have to pay them by myself. All to say that I am oppressed. I feel oppressed. I feel a weight of an oppression on my shoulders, literally, physically, from all this harassment that has been ongoing for the past 10 years. And I really covet your prayers. This place has been the place of many answered prayers for me. And I want to convert your prayers again this time to pray for me. Thank you.
Daily Audio Bible Family, this is Nancy from Nebraska, and I'm just reaching out for prayers for my grandson. He's a senior in high school, and his very best friend, who, as his mom describes it, he is inseparable from, took his own life yesterday. And this is the second friend that my grandson has had who has taken his own life. And of course, this one he's more connected with. And not only that, but he was at the house as they were bringing the body out. So I just really am concerned about his well-being and ask that you pray for him, but also the grieving process for my grandson and for the young man's family, that they just heal and that God just wrap them in his arms and just give them comfort and peace. And I just thank you and just love you all, and so thankful for this family.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam, it's Asia calling from the City of Angels, calling to lift up some of the Dabbers on the prayer request line of November 4th. Our sister called in and prayed for Elo, the man who is suicidal in the UK. Kathy called in regarding her niece Farah that has breast cancer, and Beloved called in regarding a friend's family that's going through a lot of darkness right now. So let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Abba, we call you Father because we are your children. We are your children because we believe in Christ Jesus, and we are the ones that he came to save, Lord God, that you gave him to save. And so we all together lift up our voices and hallow your beautiful name. Glory, glory, glory is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Father, we come before you and we lift up Elo up to you, Lord God. We pray that you, that he would come to know you, Lord, that he would come to really have an interaction with the true and living God and step out on faith, Father God, that you would put him around many believers, including the woman who shared the gospel with him, and that he would come to faith, Lord God, and repentance, and you would save his life, Lord God. Father, we pray for Farah, who has breast cancer. We pray that you would heal her, Lord, and you would do a great work of faith in her family's life, Lord God, and they would give you all the glory, Lord God. We pray for Beloved's friends in Texas, this family where this husband has engaged in some dark, evil behavior, Lord God. We pray for his very soul, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would restore him in Christ Jesus, Father God. We pray against the enemy, and we pray for his children that they would truly come to know Christ, and that you would save this family, Lord, and they would be a testimony to your goodness and your faithfulness. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To him be the glory. Amen.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family. I hope everyone is doing well, and I pray for each one of you daily. I love you all. I'm calling today from Lexington, Kentucky. This is Angel in Training, Elizabeth. And I'm actually calling to pray for Jasmine from New Jersey, for all that she's been through. First, I just wanted to say, Jasmine, your voice is like silk and honey. It's just beautiful, just an amazing voice. But I also know that we all need prayer from time to time, and truthfully, all the time. Heavenly Father, I come to you now. In the precious name of Jesus, I ask that you will make yourself very present and known to Jasmine from New Jersey. Father, I hope that you will walk with her, and I know that you will. That you will walk with her, and that you will help guide her steps as she begins to heal from this assault and from all of the trauma and past trauma that this brought with it. Father, I pray that you will bless her, comfort her, bring good and godly women and friends around her to just help her. Father, I pray that you will help her to enrich her life with more time in Scripture than she has spent perhaps before. Father, we praise you. We bless your name. Please give Jasmine a hug from all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.